It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor, welcome to this neighborhood. I'm always glad when we can be together. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peekaboo. You know what this is? Of course, you could imagine anything on this big piece of paper. But a friend of mine made me a picture of the neighborhood of make-believe. And I wanted you to see it. Look at that. With paints. Wonderful artist. Who lives in the castle? King Friday, Prince Tuesday, Queen Sarah. Isn't it fun to have little doors like that? And who lives in the Eiffel Tower? Grand-père. Bonjour, mes amis. And what about the factory here? Who lives and works in the factory? Cornflake especially. Now here's a big tree. Who lives in the house in the tree? Henrietta Pussycat? And who lives behind the knot hole in the tree? X the owl. And what about their neighbor here at the museum go-round? Lady Elaine Fairchild. And her neighbors, the platypus family. And who lives in the clock? You know him, don't you? Daniel Striped Tiger. If you were going to show and tell somebody about our neighborhood of make-believe, how do you think you would do it? By drawing with crayons? Or painting with paint? Or sculpting with clay? Or dancing? Sure, you could do all of those things to show and tell what the neighborhood means to you. I was just thinking about X the Owl. You know how I would show somebody about X the Owl? I'd probably go like this.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Now, that's called doing mime, sort of acting out what something or somebody is like. You know, there are people who know how to do mime very well. In fact, there are people who are mime artists. And Mr. McFeely told me that he might bring such a person by to visit today. So I think I'll call him to make sure. I call the McFeelys so much that I know their number. Oh, hello, Mrs. McFeely. How are you? Good. Oh, they are. All right. Well, thank you very much for telling me. And what is her name? Motoko. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Hope you're having a good day. Bye-bye. Mrs. McFeely said that her husband, Mr. McFeely, and Motoko, the mime artist, are on their way over to this place right here. So why don't we sing a number song while we're waiting for them? All right? One and one are two. Two and two are four. Four and four are eight. And eight and two are ten. One, two, three, four, five. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Now you try singing it yourself while we listen to the music, right? Maybe that's they now. Let's see. It is.
McFeely. Here we are.
Oh, good.
I'd like you to meet somebody. Right down here, Mr. Rogers. Meet Motoko.
Motoko, glad to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi,
Motoko.
Neighbor. Hello.
I was telling them that you are a mime artist.
Yes.
We'd love to see some of your work.
Okay. Mime is a way to tell story, like make-believe.
Uh-huh.
How would you like to make-believe that you are eating an apple?
Oh, good. Why don't we just sit here and eat? Oh, you have some. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'll take one out for myself. You wipe it. It's a little bit tart. Go ahead, please try. Do you like it?
It's good, yes.
Mm.
Look how she makes it. Oh, and puts it in the other hand.
Well, while you're finishing your apple, let me show you something else. You could make believe and pretend that you're walking through the neighborhood.
Uh-huh. It looks like she's moving, doesn't it? And she's just...
But really, I'm not going anywhere. You can just pretend.
Yeah.
Or you can pretend, oh, I know. It's what I got here.
Look at the ball. Oop.
Here we go. Here's one for you, Mr.
McCoy. There he goes. Speed free.
What else? I know Mr. Rogers has fish. I have my own fish here, right here.
You have your own fish. A fish out of her hand.
Right, my hand becomes a fish.
It's okay now.
There it goes.
Oh, I could just feel you with the butterfly there.
Oh, what? Before we go, do you think you could do a pussycat and an owl?
Okay, I have a pussycat right here.
Pussycat and an owl. Mm-hmm. Looks so soft.
Hi. An owl that's flying away.
Oh, that's beautiful. Did you always like to do such things even when you were a little girl?
Yes, I always like to pretend and make believe. Because with mime, you can just be anywhere you like.
Speaking of flying, we have to go over to the school, so we'll say speedy delivery.
Oh, the children at the school will be fortunate to meet you, Motoko. Thank you very much.
Nice meeting you.
I'm very glad to meet you. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. Speedy delivery right this way.
What a special person. I love to introduce you to people who are wonderful and talented. Motoko is certainly that. Let's just fly into the kitchen. Who lives here? Platypus is here. Daniel Tiger. We've been pretending that the trolley, when somebody holds it, is able to do surprising things. It can show pictures of what things were like in the past. That means it can show what was going on a few minutes ago, or a few weeks ago, or years ago. Not everybody knows about the trolleys being able to do that, but more and more people are finding out. Let's have the trolley take us to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Stop, trolley. Yes. Now, what is this I hear about your being able to show the past, trolley? Oh, Niece Eberlyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday. Did you hear about the trolley?
Showing what happened before now.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
I haven't witnessed it yet.
Would you like to?
Oh, yes. You may do it, trolley. Off its tracks?
Oh, yes. Someone must take it from its tracks for it to work.
You may do so, niece. Now, you may do so, trolley. Why, that's when Prince Tuesday was just a tiny baby.
Yes, and now he's a growing boy. Isn't it great how the trolley has all this history inside, just waiting to be seen, kind of like a library of hope?
Would it be possible to see when I was a tiny baby with my mother and father? There we are. That was my father and mother. Aren't they fine people?
I should say they are. And you were a fine baby, Uncle Friday.
It's humorous to contemplate my being a baby, is it not?
Well, you know, everybody was a baby at one time.
Could the trolley show when you were a baby, niece? Lovely baby, you. Lovely.
Thanks. Since we're showing babies on the trolley, Uncle Friday, maybe the platypuses would like to see a few pictures of Anna when she was a baby.
Oh, a neighborly suggestion. Are you able to show Platypa on your screen, trolley? Truly amazing. You both may go to the platypus mound and, of course, return to the tracks when possible.
Of course.
Yes, thank you.
Farewell, Uncle Friday.
Oh, farewell, niece, yes.
Thank you.
come.
And welcome to you too, Trolley.
Oh, thank you. We wanted to show you something that the trolley can do.
It's kind of funny to see the trolley in your hands, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, yes, I guess it is.
Does it do something special off its tracks?
That's right, it does.
Well, just exactly what does it do?
Besides, look nice in your hands.
Let's show them, Trolley.
Why, that's when Anna was just a baby. That's wonderful.
You mean I was that tiny?
Yes, you were, dear.
Oh, I remember how excited we all were when you were born.
And I grew to be this big?
And to talk and to play and to have friends.
Everybody was a baby one time, weren't we, Lady Aberlin?
That's right, we all were. Even you, Elsie Jean. Trolley, can you show us a picture of the time when Elsie Jean was little?
Were you that tiny baby, Mother?
Yes, I was, dear. And my mother and dad loved me the way your dad and I love you.
And we all love Trolley for showing us what it was like long ago.
Oh, that's right. We should be getting back to the tracks and the trolley schedule.
Well, thanks for coming over here, you two.
Oh, you're welcome. We thought you might enjoy it.
Bye.
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 Hey, Lady A. Lady A.
Ha-ha.
Hi, Lady A. Friends.
I was just telling Lady Elaine what the trolley can do.
Boy, and I want to see it happen.
Yeah. Well, we were just going back to the trolley track.
All I want to see is what this neighborhood was like before I ever came here.
Oh, I remember. Now, because, I don't know, it was really different in the old days.
Do you think you could take time out to show us that trolley?
Oh, we can see a bit of it. Yes, I remember this. It was just all pasture land.
Somehow I never thought of this place like that. Imagine nobody living here.
Yeah, well, Daniel's clock was the first place here.
Uh-huh. And then the castle was built.
Mm-hmm. Then all the good stuff in between, like my place. Boy, you're great, Trolley. Can you do any other neat stuff?
Oh,
upside down?
Yeah.
Well, how, Troll? Okay. And what? Well, now what? Like this? Okay. And now just
You're a hoot.
Well, speaking of hoots, we really ought to let X and Henrietta see how things look upside down.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Well, I'll see you all soon. Right side up, I hope.
Oh, sure. So, oh, here we go. Okay. Hi, Trolley.
That's a relief. Well, I'll see you all. Bye, Toots.
Toot, Lady Lane. Boy, I was fun.
Oh, Trolley. So surprising.
Hey, how in the world are you?
Just fine, Ed.
Meow, meow, everybody.
Hi, Ed.
Meow. Meow, herd, meow, 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 Trolley.
Yeah, well, Trolley can do things off its tracks.
Meow what?
Well, we'll show you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about it. Oh, my. How does Trolley do that?
We don't know, but it seems that Trolley can do all sorts of things.
Yeah, off its tracks.
Meow, 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 wonder, meow, meow, else.
Oh, it's amazing.
Lady Aberlin, Robert Troll, and Trolley to the castle at once, please.
Oh, we're wanted at the castle.
Yeah.
You mean you're going to leave us like this?
No. Oh, no, X. Here we go. Sorry.
Oh, boy. I hope you'll bring Trolley again.
Yeah. Oh. Meow, meow, tracks, meow.
We will. Won't we, Robert Troll?
Yeah, well, if we're allowed, we better hurry. I wonder what's going on over at the castle.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And the reason for your visit today?
We're having trolley trouble again in Westwood.
What kind of trouble?
The trolley didn't come again today to what... Why, there's the trolley.
Maggie,
hello.
Were you looking for the trolley?
Yes, it didn't make its scheduled run to Westwood today.
Yeah, well, it tried, but we can explain that, can't we, Lady
Evelyn? Yes, we can explain that, can't we, Uncle Friday?
Yes, we can. I suggest we all repair to the E room, where we will explain some of the extraordinary features of the neighborhood trolley. Carry on, trolley, to your next generation.
Did you ever wonder what the world was like before you were even born? Strange to think of your not being here, isn't it? But when you did get born, you had to have people who loved you for you to want to be healthy. And the more you grow, the more you'll be able to help other people know that they are lovable too. That's what being a good neighbor is all about. Things look different upside down, don't they? Pieces of paper. Just cut that little door in the paper, the top paper. Put some tape on here. On the ends. Draw something in here, then it'll be like it has a door there we can open. Something like this could be a good present for a friend, or for a mom or dad, or an aunt or an uncle, or a grandmother or grandfather. If you made one like this, to whom would you give it? Giving something you make is a way of saying I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up a coat before you're asked to do it. Drawing special pictures for the holidays. And making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to show and tell people that you love them. Feeding, showing interesting things, helping people find things. You know, when you were a baby, you hardly knew any ways.
Now you're discovering more and more ways of letting people know how you feel about them. The more ways you discover that you can do that, the more you'll know that you've grown. It gives me such a good feeling to know that you're growing the way you are. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.